The four Republican candidates for Alaska governor talked about party loyalty, sexual harassment, and federal overreach today. They met for the first candidate forum in Southeast Alaska at T.K. McGuire's restaurant in downtown Juneau. Former House Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski says his experience with both the legislature and in the construction industry have prepared him to be governor.
I've got the leadership background and knowing how the legislature works and how it should work with the governor. I also have a business background. I come from a family business for 35 years and know how to employ people.
Former Wasilla Senator Mike Dunleavy criticized Governor Bill Walker, a former Republican who is an independent now.
Have the last 3 years have been the best years in the history of the state? Absolutely not. We have so much to look forward to. We have so many opportunities. We can be developing so many of our resources and get ourselves out of this fiscal mix.
Anchorage business owner Scott Hawkins is making his first run for office. He says he would have three priorities as governor.
One is arresting the crime wave. Two is getting our fiscal house in order, which includes getting the dividend back to a formula-driven program. And three, turning this economy around.
Petersburg handyman Michael Sheldon also hasn't run for office before. He laid out a hard line on abortion.
I'm an old school Republican. I may be the new kid on a block, but I remember the days of old. I want to stop abortion in Alaska. We're killing 1,500 babies a year in Alaska, and that's got to stop. If I have to take executive action the first day of office, I'll do so. If I get in trouble for doing that, that's just fine.
Four of the five Republicans running for lieutenant governor also spoke. They include Anchorage Senator Kevin Meyer, former Wasilla Representative Lynn Gaddis, former Alaska National Guard Colonel Eddie Grunwald of Palmer, and Wasilla resident Stephen Wright, an Air Force veteran. All of the attendees criticized Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott's oversight of the House District 40 Democratic primary in 2016. Kodiak Senator Gary Stevens also is running for lieutenant governor but didn't attend. He cited a legislative ethics rule that lawmakers can't use state-funded travel to attend political events. He says that includes the forum, since the state paid for him to attend the legislative session.